The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Well, if you are a little older than 50 years old, you will remember this week in history because of the milestone of the Apollo 11 moon landing and the walk by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin 50 years ago this week. And I was just a little kid. I remember watching TV, black and white set, black and white video. Yeah, you could kind of see this thing, you know, kind of the spacesuit coming down, and the moon was bright and just kind of a curvature to it, and then stepping down. And let's just listen to a little audio of what it sounded like.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay.
This is coming down the LEM.
At the foot of the ladder, the LEM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
And then he's going to step down, and he says those famous words. Here it comes. Neil Armstrong making his first step onto the
LEM. Step off the LEM now.
And he does it. And
that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
There you go. That is the probably one of the most historic sound bites out there. Mario Guerrero is joining us, former mayor of the city of Downey. He was mayor when the Columbia Space Center opened. Mario, thank you so much for being with us. Good to have you on in this historic week.
Thank you so much, Thunder. It's great. Our city is excited about all the activities on there celebrating 50 years later. And by the way, you know, those weren't the first words spoken on the moon. Just right before that, when they actually landed, of course, you know, when he says, Houston, Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed.
That's right.
Those were technically first ones on the surface on there. Of course, we make fun of the distinction between the two. But
yeah. The interesting thing is there is a real connection. I mean, a lot of people are going to be talking about this week in the history, but here in Southern California, specifically into Downey, California, where you are a former mayor, this was like ground zero for development of a lot of the technology and building of the command module. Explain.
You know, again, 50 years ago, it launched from, Kennedy Center there on Merritt Island in Florida. But back here, the command module that brought those astronauts to the moon and back was built right here in Downey. And we have a replica here outside of Columbia Memorial Space Center. So the final construction was right here in Building 290. Which I'm looking at the sign right now in my office, and they were nice enough to give me the sign when we tore down the building. But today it's a 24-hour fitness, so everybody that walked in and out of there knows that, you know, the ship that went to the moon was built on that property. So, everything was built here, and it was a small city, just right there on that particular site. There's about 25,000 workers. And it was the facility was bigger than Disneyland. It was like 24/7 every single day. It went tons of activity, tons of people. But yeah, we love our history, and that's kind of where we were at.
Yeah,
right here. We're very proud of that.
And when you go to that site today, there are it's now been developed into different things over the years, as I understand it. For a while, some of this area was kind of a movie lot, and then it's become a shopping center, and now that has expanded.
Sure. Well, when NASA left in 1999, we had 30,000 jobs that were gone, and we had 130 acres of basically contaminated land. It was a Superfund site. So, you know, we had to figure out what to do with it, including the cleanup of the Superfund site. So we parceled it out, and we thought kind of big. We said, okay, we needed some jobs, so we sold some land cheap to Kaiser Hospital, and they built a $700 million hospital there. We want it retail, so that's where the Downey Landing and today the Promenade is. It's a $400 million development. We wanted a way to keep the buildings. We were trying to preserve it. So that's where the movie studio came in. You know, there's buildings like Building 290, Building 1, that was a million square feet, if you will. And people don't know that movies like Spider-Man, The Spy Who Shagged Us, Italian Job, all these Iron Man, all those movies were filmed right here in the city of Downey, in that same buildings where the Apollo capsules and the space shuttles were built. So, you know, we have that history. But the one thing we really wanted was a way to preserve the history to entice the next generation of astronauts, of scientists, of engineers. And that's when we built, in honor of the Columbia disaster, the Columbia Memorial Space Learning Center. So we have field trips from all the fifth graders throughout Southern California come and visit there and look at our Challenger Center. And it's a way to keep that legacy alive, not only for our city, but for the next generation. So we're proud of all the things we did. And today, you know, we wanted some outdoor space. We even have a park that's called Discovery Sports Complex. So we did the best we could. And I'm real proud of all the things that we came up with. But the Columbia Space Center, it's just near and dear to our heart just because of our history here in the city of Downey.
Mario Guerrero, take us back. Paint a picture of early Downey when it had all those mechanical engineers and, you know, guys with the pocket protectors and the, you know, glasses, the thick lenses. They were, well, kind of paint a picture of what Downey was like then.
It was middle-class USA in so many ways. You had these engineers and you had these engineering families. We had good school districts. They were involved in their community, you know, a little nerdy in a good positive way, as you said, with the pocket protectors and so forth. But it was a good, stable community, Middletown, USA. But, you know, they knew that they were working on history. And, you know, every astronaut, for example, all the way from Mercury and so forth, they came back here to visit and visit with the engineers as they're making certain things for their space flight. And then afterwards, every single astronaut that landed on the moon, the first place they would come would be to Downey to thank all the people that made their spacecraft so they can fly to the moon. So we have like the handprints and the footprints of all the astronauts that were on the moon. But it was a good era. It was a good time in our community. We were devastated in 1999 when NASA left. So we kind of have to reinvent ourselves. And today, it's interesting, is we preserve our history, but we reinvent ourselves as a medical hub. We have three major hospitals and thousands of doctors here in Downey. But we always go back, and every one of the hospitals here even continues to promote that legacy of space and who we were and who we are. Yeah. So, but,
if you're just joining us, we're talking with Mario Guerrero, former mayor of the city of Downey. He was mayor when the Columbia Space Center opened. Let's talk a little bit about memories, what we know. Now, I've had the fortune being on the radio over the years, and this program, this science and space program, has always been interested in. Whenever there's an opportunity to get guests on, I've interviewed Buzz Aldrin twice, Alan Shepard, who has passed away. I interviewed him. He flew on several different flights and ended up getting to go to the moon and hitting a golf ball around and all that. And I asked Buzz Aldrin in the two times I interviewed him. One, he was going to be the Grand Marshal of the Pasadena Tournament Roses Parade. And that's where I met him. And another time, just a few years ago, I asked him, what was it like? What's it like on the moon? And he has one of those quick answers that he says, it's out of this world, man, which, you know, it's one of those stock lines. Yeah. But I thought I'd break the pattern and ask him something that he hadn't been asked. And I said, this is going to be kind of weird, but is there any sort of odor to the moon when you're up there? I mean, you guys were there. What did it smell like? And I think it kind of caught him that people hadn't talked to him about that. And it was a unique question. And he said, you know what? It smelled like sulfur, like gunpowder. That the material, that crystallite that you see on the moon, that's what it smelled like, which I thought was kind of a unique story. But to actually be able to talk to someone who's gone there and back and who is a living legacy was kind of unique.
Yeah, right. Well, what do you do? When you have them, they have a perspective on those 12 astronauts that were on the moon. They have a different perspective on it. I had the pleasure of meeting Commander Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon from Apollo 17. And, you know, when you ask him, he says, you know, I sat on God's porch for 3 days and looked at the Earth. You know, we went to space to find the moon, and we found the Earth. You know, it's an old quote on there. But his perspective was similar on there, just the allness of it, of looking back. But again, they're there for the moon, and they see the Earth, and we see those pictures, and they look, you know, they're magnificent, and the color and the blue, and then we realize the humanity of it all. And yes, it was a great time, exploration. I hope we get back to it. As Mayor Downey, we have a great relationship with NASA. So I flew back to D.C. quite a bit, and then the National Air and Space, and we're the Columbia is a Smithsonian Institute member from the National Air and Space. So we have this great relationship. So every time I went back there, you know, you get the sense of awe, and you get to see things. I got to touch and some moon rocks and stuff like that. And by the way, here's something interesting. The National Cathedral, because NASA told me that, and of course, on the way to the airport, I had to take a taxi to go there. At the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., if you go in, the very top right stained glass window, right in the middle of it, has a moon rock that they put in. So no, not too many people know that. So, And I literally went there on the way to the airport, stopped the taxi, went inside, looked up so I could see this moon rock in Texas. Anyway, if you're from Downey, you love space, and you become a space geek in the best possible way possible, you know. But we love our history here. By the way, the same site where the Apollo capsule was built during World War II, all the BP bomber airplanes for the Allied forces, 13,000 of them, were built right here.
Yes.
So we have this aerospace legacy in our community, and that's something we're obviously very proud of.
If folks want to find out more about the Columbia Space Center, when it's open, the kinds of things, is there a website you can send us to?
Absolutely. The ColumbiaMemorialSpace.com. There's a lot of things that are happening there, and I encourage anybody to go there and take a look at it and explore and dream. It's very inexpensive to go, and if you want a field trip of a class and so forth, but you actually go into the Challenger Center.
If people want to find out more about the Columbia Space Center, where can they go?
ColumbiaMemorialSpaceCenter.com. Look it up in the city of Downey, and it's got its own Facebook and Instagram on there. We welcome you to come check it out.
Mario Guerrero, former mayor of the city of Downey, mayor when the Columbia Space Center opened. Thank you so much for being with us.
Take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.